And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Better late than never. That's the obvious assessment that comes to mind in light of last week's vote in the U.S. House of Representatives to push the Equal Rights Amendment one step closer to becoming part of the Constitution. Versions of the ERA, which would guarantee equal legal rights for all American citizens regardless of sex, have been around for a century, but back in the 1970s, huge majorities of both the House and the Senate approved the amendment and sent it to the states for ratification. Most states ratified the amendment quickly, but a last-ditch effort full of misinformation led by the far right succeeded in stalling the amendment just short of ratification by the required 38 states. An added and artificial requirement slipped onto the measure of questionable constitutionality, purported to place a time limit on ratification, but last week's vote in the House would repeal that time limit. Add to this Virginia's recent vote to ratify the amendment, and it seems possible that final approval could be in reach. The U.S. Senate should follow the House's lead right away. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.